This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
I'm Jennifer Staten. When white reporters cover race, news media, objectivity, and community distrust. That's a University of Wisconsin research article that UT Austin Associate Journalism Professor George Silvey shared with me recently. The article argues for a more flexible practice of some basic tenets of journalism, such as objectivity, when it comes to covering matters such as race that require more background and context to report on accurately and thoroughly. Silvey and I started our discussion with his definition of objectivity in journalism today.
Some sort of due diligence in balancing viewpoints so that the audience gets an idea of not only the issue, but what the dynamics of the issue are. We tell the students, if you're getting one side, be sure to get at least the polar opposite or the most active opposing side in everyday practice, because by and large, that's what most people being journalists, have the time to do, with the caveat that no story is ever completely done, every story is updatable, and that as time permits, there are additional sides to present to the audience, because there's no way that a reporter can actually know how many sides there are, because people are so different.
What is the criticism of objectivity when it comes to covering issues that have a racial component?
Oh, the criticism, and it's largely from communities of color or communities of difference, is that journalists fall back on what they consider a technical definition and use it as, shall we say, an excuse to say, oh, you know, our hands are tied, or we have to present both sides. We cannot say which is better, which is worse. The criticism is objectivity is used as a default crutch, if you will.
But we don't want reporters saying this is better or this is worse,
no,
right?
No, we don't. But we do want reporters doing a professional job. You engage with people in order to establish a rapport. You have to establish some sort of trust that's earned over time. And that is one of the things that reporters always cite as a limiting factor. The time involved in establishing trust, in actuality, those constraints can always be, I don't want to say loosened, but can be applied with a little bit more discretion and a little bit more aggressiveness in the stance of establishing a trust.
What are some areas that you think are open for change or perhaps reinterpretation?
Journalists have to understand that every action you have is being viewed in a certain lens. When you come to cover people who are, say, the main agents or the main actors in an event, all they see is you parachuting in. They don't see you having any of the contextual knowledge or any of the hard-earned, if you will, background that they might have. All they see is you talking and getting quotes right there on the spot. Journalists are used to doing a lot of event-based coverage, because events are something that they can cover quickly, go in, and leave. Also, it's one of the staples of journalism. What happened today? And what the community is saying, what happened today has to be understood, in the context of what's been happening for the last several years.
I think it's especially interesting to contemplate the issues in this article and the issues that we've been discussing in the framework of fake news with an administration that has put journalism in its crosshairs, has been attacking journalism.
Yeah.
What's it like to talk about potential changes to that system in an era when, you know, journalism is under attack right now?
Actually, it's liberating in a way, because the young journalism students are all about understanding that because of the dire economics of journalism these days, or not dire, but let's just say profits are not what they used to be. They understand that much of that is audience driven. People have more outlets that they use for the information and the entertainment that they want. So as a result, they understand that journalists are going to have to meet the audience somewhere in the middle if we're going to recapture certain share of that audience. So journalism students understand that because they are part of the audience that has been lost. They get that news needs to change because their own peers don't read or access news to the degree that they do, and they find that disturbing as well.
George Silvey is an associate professor of journalism at UT Austin, and George, we thank you so much for your time and for talking about your profession today.
Love it. Thank you.